Okay, this is a small chapter from my book, White Sands, Experiences from the Outside World. And the subtitle comes from an essay that D.H. Lawrence wrote about New Mexico, where he said that New Mexico was the greatest experience from the outside world that he'd ever had. And this little chapter that I'm going to read ends with a few words from another essay by Lawrence about Taos Pueblo. Maybe because of some fluke of geomorphology, certain places in a landscape develop a special quality. A slight indentation becomes moist. A river runs through it. This becomes a fertility site devoted to the goddess, the Earth Mother. To mark the place, people arrange a few stones in the symbolic shape of a phallus or vagina so that its power is increased, enclosed, harnessed. A childless couple go there and mutter a few pleasantries, and that very night the wife conceives. News of this miracle spreads. People travel from afar, hoping for a similar result, believing that coming here will bring their shaming sterility to an end. And it works, up to a point, then it doesn't. The explanation is obvious. During a period of drought, the river has dried up. Lacking any knowledge of meteorology, the people who live nearby, who have by now become dependent on the business generated by pilgrims, ask the priests, who are also dependent on the pilgrim trade, what to do. They decide that the only way forward is to moisten up the earth goddess with the blood of a few virgins or adolescent males. So they do that, and this previously nice place acquires an atrocious dimension, which, far from cancelling out its sacred status, enhances it. Or maybe they enlarge the simple stone shrine and build something larger, along the lines of Angkor Wat or Salisbury Cathedral. Then, after an invasion or two, everyone forgets what it was for, and the place falls into disuse and ruin. But the accumulated effect of all these comings and goings lingers and seeps down into the foundations. By falling into ruin, its primal circuitry is laid bare. Even when there are just a few stones left and no one knows what went on here, the place retains what D.H. Lawrence, in an essay on Taos Pueblo, calls a kind of nodality.